Warrior woman, welcome back to the Warrior School podcast. This is episode 264. I have a guest for you today. I've got one of the warriors on the podcast. My guest today is a dedicated mama of three little humans. She is a very passionate business owner who thrives on setting and achieving really cool goals. She is the proud owner of Willow Fit, which is a biz dedicated to empowering women through personalized training and coaching. Amy Bodle is on the podcast. In our conversation, Amy shares her journey of balancing mamahood, entrepreneurship, owning a business, training, and we also talk about what playing to win means to her in all of these areas, in particular her training. We chat about a challenge that we ran at the end of last year, and one of her goals with this challenge inside of Warrior School was to prep and complete a triathlon. So we talk about her journey preparing for this triathlon, and she shares she had a fear about returning to running, which a lot of women do after they have birthed little humans into the world. I think I've said on the podcast before that I believe running's going to make a comeback in 2024. And one of the things Amy and I were talking about on the podcast, Amy specializes in pre and postnatal and pelvic floor health. And so we can have this fear when, you know, we've birthed little humans and maybe we've had some pelvic floor issues to return to running. And so she shares how she managed that fear, how she managed her stress levels and adapted to her new training routine for her triathlon training. We also talk about her business, how she's helping women down in Mount Martha in Australia. We celebrate some really cool milestones that she's mastered over the last 6 months or so. And then we chat about 2024 and what she's excited about when it comes to her training, her business. So enjoy this conversation with one of the warriors, Amy Bodle. Amy, welcome to the Warrior School podcast.
Amy, I know I'm very excited to be on here. I'm a long-time listener, I have to say. So, but a lot more intently now, obviously, since joining Warrior School about 12 months ago. So, yeah.
I remember the first time we connected was via email. You reached out and said that you had listened to the podcast and then gave me a nice little intro on yourself. And that was, well over a year ago now, maybe close to 18 months, 2 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. I think, because listening to your podcast, and I'm a personal trainer myself, a lot of your language and a lot of, I guess, your model and your method really resonated a lot with me. And I was really intrigued, I think, when it comes to Warrior School about, you know, playing the long game. It was certainly something I'd sort of approached with my own training. But I think to have a business model set up like that was really, I think, intriguing to me. And, I just wanted to learn more.
Is this your first time doing a podcast? I don't believe it is. I think you've done one before.
Oh, I don't think so. No, I think this might be my first.
Right. Definitely. Okay. Well, I have seen you do, I'm pretty sure you did like a live recording with another physio or pelvic floor specialist.
Yes, I did. So I did a series of videos when I was on maternity leave with Louis. So I wasn't training with some clients, but I just had this little idea, I guess, that was burning in my head. Starting to build education as part of my client's platform, I guess. And so I did a little video series with a local women's health physio called Beck Scott, and she ran out of a hospital that was close by to where I live, and she was my women's health physio, and was really fundamental at helping me build an understanding of my pelvic floor and what I needed to do, I guess, when it came to my pelvic floor, my core, to be able to regain my strength and build that strong foundation for me after Louis. So, and for me, I think that educational platform was pretty integral for me. So I think helping share that kind of information with my clients was I guess part of my what I thought was important for my clients as well.
Yeah. Do you want to share? This wasn't scripted in the podcast, but do you want to share a little bit about what you do, about your work and where you are in the world?
So I've got a brand called Willow Fit. So the Willow Fit really comes from, that's my nickname. So growing up, my girlfriend's always called me Willow. So yeah, that's where the name Willow Fit comes from. But and really I've built a studio here in Mount Martha on the Mornington Peninsula. And I really love to focus on building confidence with women, I guess, when it comes to their strength and movement practice. So and I love to focus on that real, I guess, postnatal time when it comes to a woman's life, at building an understanding and awareness of their core and pelvic floor and helping them regain and build a strength practice after having kids. Because I certainly know just from my own personal experience and from working with other women as well that, you know, that session or two sessions, three sessions in your week can really be a highlight. It can just really, I think, build it can just help build a lot of confidence, I guess, when it comes to your strength and movement practice, but also can really on flow, I think, into your week is when it comes to the different roles we can play when it comes to being a mum or being at work or a wife. You know, I think a partner, I think it can really, you know, your strength and movement practice at that time can really just help build some consistencies in your life and build some confidence that can help resonate and flow onto the rest of your life.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about, say for the women that are in Australia or around your area, how does Willow Fit work? How does the model work?
Yeah. So I initially have like a discovery call with someone who's potentially wanting to come and train with me. And that's really a great place to start at understanding, I guess, where that person is at now and what really their focuses are. And from that little discovery call, we start to build their movement strategy. So we start to think about potentially, you know, what it is that they really want their health and movement practice to look like. So whether it be, you know, maybe just regaining strength from after having kids, or maybe potentially they might have some aerobic goals they might want to get back into running. You know, a lot of people have might want to get into Pilates, but potentially might have had you know, concerns maybe previously in a larger group environment where they haven't really had that personalized experience of being able to have a program that's personalized for them. So from that discovery call, we'll start just to talk about their, we'll start to talk about, yeah, what I suppose what they want to achieve. And then I'll also work with them at building a movement practice for them that's going to work with them as well. So just being obviously in that really busy time of having kids, you know, like time frames can just really be up and down. Sleep can be all over the shop. And I think I really love working with women in that one-to-one or even a small group capacity. So between 1 to 3, just to help build them a program that's going to work for them at that time in their life, because it might, for some people, it might be 1 or 2 sessions a week in the studio with me, but for some people, it might be 1 session in the week in the studio, and then also maybe an at-home program as well. So I like to really personalize their training practice based on what they're wanting as well. So from there we'll then generally go through a couple of one-to-one sessions just so we can really flesh out and go a lot deeper in terms of what they want to achieve, and then they might potentially go into a small group class as well. So they might have, you know, 1 or 2 other girls in the class, and that's always a really fun environment as well, is you know, seeing these other mums or other women in their class and just seeing what other people are trying to progress towards or certain movements. And there's sort of a lot of cheerleading going on in those classes too. So yeah, that can be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Aim and I actually do a little bit of work together on the business side of things. And so a big part of our work is her training stuff, but we've put in as a part of kind of, I guess, our work or our strategy, our coaching work is supporting you with the business side of things, which is super fun. And you just created a new offer or a new way that you run your program, and you did the first one over the last term in school, didn't you?
Yeah, that was amazing. I think, it was a big, I think, jump from where I'd been. I think, you know, Amy was really great at helping me really build my key offer, I guess, when it comes to what I'm about and what I think is really integral when it comes to that time of your life, this time of your life, like what a training offer really, what I think it should be. So, yeah, so I had an 8-week program that launched in with the school terms, because again, we always sort of see with mums that, you know, those school terms are really the key times when we've got that real key structural time that we can play with. So the 8-week program was building a consistent training practice. So it was all about building a strong connection to yourself via a strength training practice. And so each participant was able to have a one-to-one session with me, and then also got a small group class as well. And we also had a workshop with Beck Scott, the women's health physio. And she came in and really talked about, building a pelvic floor awareness, building up some core strength, and was able to give everybody in the workshop as well, a 10-minute personalized session with them, with her real-time ultrasound machine. So again, we were able to really focus in on that personalized review of each client, and was able to again then build that into their strategy, and the movements that Beck had prescribed, we were able to move that, include that as part of their movement strategy as well. So yeah, so it was really quite personalized for each participant. And we got some really strong gains as well. Like we had, I think two or three of the participants had just sort of had really fresh babies. So they were at that 6 to 8 week mark. And, you know, I think a lot of them had really seen huge gains when it came to their strength training practice. And, you know, a few people as well hadn't lifted a barbell. So we had some people over the 8 weeks progress towards doing some barbell deadlifts. And so we really saw some great progressions over the 8 weeks as well. And I certainly think just building that consistency and coming in twice a week and building, I guess, their vision when it came to their strength training practice was how they got there as well.
The first question that we were going to talk about today when we kicked off the podcast was this idea of playing to win. And, you know, when I see you, Amy, and see, you know, how you're playing in your life, like you're playing to win, like you've got three little humans, your husband just shifted gears in a career, you are building and growing a business, you built, you know, your training practice back up again, you just went in a triathlon, and like you're playing such a cool game, and you're such an inspiration for all the women out there, and especially the women that you really want to, you know, work with and lead in this space. It's just, it's really cool to see. But I'd love to hear from you. What does playing to win mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's certainly changed a lot. I think certainly since starting training with you, Amy, I think, you know, initially probably before Warrior School, I was really about obviously giving everything your 100%. You know, I think when it came to the way I approached, I guess, life, but also approached my training, it was about, you know, never missing a day, never missing a rep, never missing a set, just really trying to hit my benchmarks and really do everything as hard as I could. But I think certainly since joining Warrior School, and I think really evidently in the challenge, it really became apparent about how, you know, playing to win, I think, changed for me. It was really more about, you know, learning how to adapt your training based on what's going on in your life. And there's a question that Amy gave to me that's I almost use every week now. It's, you know, if I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? And I think I really use that question a lot when I've obviously got a lot of maybe balls in the air, a lot of things that I potentially want to achieve or want to do. But it really helped, I guess, build some focus for me in my life when it came to certain things and saying no to certain things, and really, yeah, helped me focus in on, I guess, what I wanted to achieve and what was most important to me. So I think the playing to win really for me was more about learning learning how to listen better to my body and learning to listen to more about what my body's needing, and, you know, not hitting those hitting those benchmarks or hitting those sets and reps was the biggest priority. It was more about listening to your body and adapting your training in times of stress or in times of different things that were going on.
Yeah, and it sounds so simple, but it's not an easy thing to do. You know, as women, and a lot of women we work with mastery players like type A that like to go in there and like to win and do the best that they can in every single area of your life. And I just, like, I've believed for a long time, we can't do it all at the same time. We can't get, you know, we can't be at 100% peak performance in all of these areas, especially, you know, for the women that you work with. They've just birthed a new little human into the world. Like that period post, well, you're always postpartum after you birth a little human, but that initial period, you know, there's so much pressure that a lot of women put on themselves to be doing this and doing this and doing this. But even kids in, you know, when your kids are quite young and you're doing your business and doing your training, and I've seen you really shift that, like shift your approach and just soften into, you know what? Like, it's not, I can't go like 100% in being the mom, doing the business, doing the training all of the time. And so something's got to give, and I got to learn how to adapt all of these things, like the business stuff, the training stuff, the kid mom stuff. And that's been a really nice thing to watch you do.
Yeah, I've really appreciated your help with that and that guidance. I think, yeah, in realizing you know, you can't do it all. And as much as, you know, I think certainly when it comes to that, you know, what they call bounce back culture, I think there can be a lot out there in terms of, you know, wanting to get your pre-baby body back and wanting to, and you know, I think what that comes from, I think, is that women just really want to have a stronger connection to themselves, because, you know, through this pre and postnatal time, we can really feel a bit of a disconnection. Maybe it be, you know, in terms of our me time's decreased. We've lost energy. We've lost strength. We've lost, you know, how we used to feel. And that's where I think that, you know, I think for me, I think what I really want to strive with my clients is it's about looking forward and trying to really think about what's, you know, what do you want to achieve at now? Like what does the forward plan look like for you? And really, I guess, yeah, listening to your body and building that strong foundation and connection with your body can help you look forward and probably achieve a lot more than you think you can.
Yeah, which is what you just did recently. And that's what I wanted to get you on the podcast to talk about, because we did Warrior Queen 2.0 Play to Win. And it was your first challenge that you did with me and with Warrior School. And this challenge, she was big. Yeah, probably if you're listening to this podcast, you've heard me speak about her multiple times before, myself, and then with other warriors. So I'm not going to go into too much detail around what she was about, but I'm going to talk to you, Amy, about your experience, because you did some really cool things over the 10 weeks. And we had a really cool plan and strategy that ended and resulted in you doing a triathlon, a mini tri. So I'd love to know first, when I presented you the challenge, what came up for you initially?
I was excited, because I think it really was well timed for me, because this sort of thought of a triathlon had been in the back of my head. And I think when you first presented the challenge to us, you know, it was painting a picture in my head, but it just felt so far away. You know, I think the idea of a triathlon, probably more the running, was really quite scary, I think, for me, that idea. So it just really felt like something that was really unachievable for me. So, and I think growing up, I mean, living on the Mornington Peninsula, you know, I am in an area where there's a lot of swimming, there's a lot of running, there's a lot of bike riding, there's a lot of outdoor exercise. And so, you know, this little idea of a triathlon was in my head and I thought, you know, in terms of the challenge, it felt like a really good way to be able to strive towards it. But yeah, I think initially I was quite excited by the challenge, because it did match up well with it. But the idea of the running part just felt so foreign and so far away from me that it was a little bit scary, I have to say. But yeah, I was really intrigued to think about how, you know, working with you and helping me guide me through that process. And I think also just resetting my mindset when it came to running was really fundamental in terms of, helping me just take those first few steps.
Yeah. Can you just talk a little bit about what was coming up around the running? Was it fear? Was it like, what was the story in the mind?
Yeah, I think I've got three kids. So I've got Walter, who's six. And in between Walter and Ruby, I'd started running. So before having kids, I had done one triathlon before. So that was about 10 years ago. And since having Walter, in between Walter and Ruby, I started running again, but just never really felt right. Like my hips were feeling sore, my muscles were feeling sore. I just felt really, I just basically thought that my hips and my lower body just couldn't basically hold the load of running again. And I think, again, there are cultures, and there's a lot of people out there who certainly support that and say, you know, you can't run after kids. And I think I'd probably done a lot of too much listening to those kind of voices, and those voices had really started, I suppose, overplayed in my head. And I basically thought that, yeah, I'd never be able to run again. But I think since working with you, Amy, you really helped build, I guess, that awareness of, you know, it's that personalized approach, and building a strength foundation, particularly obviously with my lower body, was, and seeing how much strength I'd gained, I guess, in the 6 to 8 months that I've been training with you, was even far stronger than I was before having kids. So I think just going through that mindset and working with that with you, I guess I'd sort of built that awareness and that knowledge that, you know, I have a stronger base than I had previously, and just really made me question, like, why have I told myself that I can't do this? And I think the reset, the mind reset process that we went through was really beneficial for me at questioning that and resetting my brain in terms of thinking that I can do this, and I have built that strong foundation, and I just need to keep going and keep taking those next steps, and focusing on building my aerobic capacity was the next step for me to get into towards doing those triathlons.
And what was your funnest, strongest leg in that triathlon?
The running. I was like most looking forward to the running out of all of it. So, you know, I think we've done so much prep work. I think with the strength training, but also the conditioning aspect you'd added into my training. So there was a lot of preparation work on my ankles and my calves. I'd done, you know, a lot of sort of slower runs, just walk runs to help prepare my body and help as well, I think, build the confidence that I can do this and that I build up that capacity in my body. And my running was by far the strongest leg, I think, because I'd given it the dedication and time, and I prepared my body correctly. I was most looking forward to the run. So yeah, amazing. I think when you really can reframe a feel like that and just reframe it and think about, preparing and planning and building a plan and a strategy around it, then yeah, you can certainly achieve those goals that feel quite fearful to you.
Yeah, it was so cool. After she finished, she sent a picture, and then she said to me, my run was actually the funnest and strongest leg. And Aim's a big swimmer. She actually spends a lot of time in the water and has done a lot of swim stuff. But it was really cool to see that the thing that you didn't feel confident about, you weren't sure about, that you hadn't really practiced or done for a long time, through you just taking the leap and doing the training and doing it slowly and prepping for a long time, that you really got to enjoy the whole experience and you really got to enjoy running, which was really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it was just, I think, yeah, now and that's an area, I think, thinking forward, like an area that I really want to progress and I really want to get better at and faster at for 2024. So yeah, it's just amazing how quickly it can change, I think.
Yeah, I just feel like 2024 is going to be like kind of the year of running. I don't know. I just have this thing that's been building inside of me. Like I've been playing around with sprinting again, and like Carson's getting really into like hybrid training and really into running and trying to like build his strength, but also really build the distance that he's doing run wise. Then I've spoken to like you, we really did the project of doing the try and getting your running up. And then there's been a couple of other warriors that, you know, have been kind of a little bit interested in running. And I feel like it's going to come back on trend. It like really went out for a long time because of like, yeah, the pregnancy space and the whole idea around like, you shouldn't run and like no one really knowing how to support women properly to get back into it. And then also like the metabolic space and like, you know, running's too stressful on the body, like don't run. And I feel like it's going to make a comeback. That's what I'm going to predict in 2024. I'm running's going to make a comeback. Yeah.
I'm into that for sure.
Okay. So I'd love to know what level you picked for Warrior Queen 2.0 play to win and why you picked it.
Yeah. So I picked level two. I think I would have loved to have done level three. I think when I saw them all, I thought, oh my God, I've just got to give it 100%. Like again, the all or nothing previous aiming would have been like, yes, I've got to do everything, do it the best, like do the hardest version of it. But I think after just a bit of a think about it, I took the level two option, which for me, I think based on having very young kiddies and a business that I was starting to build, I think it was by far the more appropriate option for me. And I think, yeah, it was a step up from my current training. So I think I was training about three strength sessions a week. So it was a step up from where I was training, but it wasn't too far away that felt out of my depth, I think.
Yeah, the biggest challenge for all of them really was when I presented the challenge to them, it was around what they were going to pick, what level. And so many of you wanted to do level three, but so many of you really just took many moments to like really sit into it and think about it. Like, well, how can I play the game well and how can I win and enjoy it? And that doesn't always mean more and bigger and level three. Sometimes that means level two, and that we get to really play to win and also then do other things like we were talking about before earlier in our conversation about finding balance in all of those areas. So yeah, level two for you was, you know, three strength training sessions. And then we developed a specific strategy for your triathlon. So you actually did some swim stuff, and then we did walk, run work. And then when you could get on the bike, you did a bit of bike work. And that was kind of your cardiovascular focus. And as we kind of got, it was really well timed. Like Amy said, the end of Warrior Queen kind of finished early November, and then your try was early December. So we kind of developed a strategy for you to like taper out of that and then prep for your try. And so could you talk, were there any challenges that came up for you?
Yeah, a lot actually, a lot more than I've thought about really. So I think probably the number one challenge was initially was probably trying to fit in the additional day to my training schedule. But I think working with you on our one-to-one calls, we were able to review that aerobic capacity element of the challenge and include the triathlon training as my aerobic training. So that helped, I think, in terms of my time frame, just getting all of my workouts done. But I think probably the bigger challenge that I had was it was sort of teetering on the end of winter here. So obviously having three young kiddies, I was a bit more susceptible, I think, to having a few minor illnesses, which I think prior to that I certainly hadn't felt. So I think just that extra amount of the extra training on my body had probably taken a bit more stress on my body than I had predicted. So, but I think, you know, after sort of the first one or two minor illnesses, I was able to adapt, I think, quite well, that learning on, you know, that rest was such an important part of adapting your training as well. And, you know, maybe not doing my three strength training sessions a week was number one of what I needed to do, and adapting and resting and taking rest days where I needed to was required. So, yeah, so I think that was probably the bigger challenge initially. And I also had some concerns with my sleep, which I know, you know, women around my age group, sleep is certainly one, it can be one of our biggest concerns, whether it be being woken up by kids. And if we're not being woken up by kids, sometimes we can be woken up by our own hormones. So, and I think just with that extra level of stress on my body with the aerobic training that started, I noticed that I was having a lot of inconsistencies with my sleep. So I was waking up at about 3 or 4 a.m, particularly in the last 2 weeks of my cycle were particularly bad, and not being able to get back to sleep. So so I worked with you, Amy, just in terms of adding certain things into my food strategy, so some casein at night. And I also saw a Chinese medicine acupuncturist who's been helping me as well with my sleep, and just being able to, and that's really helped a lot, I think, in helping me just regain a little bit more balance and adding a little bit more, I guess, what, you know, Chinese medicine call that yin practice into my life, just to help restore a little bit of balance towards the tail end of the challenge. So yeah, so it was a big learning, and I think from it was quite a challenge for me, I think, at that time. And I also had my business had started to really fire as well. So it wasn't necessarily just the physical, but it was also my work. Obviously, 3 young kids, and my husband had changed jobs. So there was a lot of obviously change that was going on with us. So, but I think the challenge was really particularly good for me because, you know, the challenges that it brought up helped me learn how to adapt. And I think that was probably my biggest learning and takeaway from the challenge. As much as, you know, I did achieve a triathlon and achieve my goals, I think what I'm going to take forward with this throughout the rest of my life is that need to adapt your training in times of stress as well.
Yeah. Out of interest, because we haven't spoken for a little bit, has your sleep improved since like dialing back the training, and then you've been on a couple of holidays and you've had some rest?
It has. Yeah. It's definitely gone back to where it needs to be. Yeah.
How cool is that though? Hey, yeah.
No, I know. And you hear a lot of people say your sleep will never get back to where it need, you know, where it used to be pre-kids. But I can certainly say that's not for me personally. Like, that hasn't been the case. That just focusing on changing certain habits and changing certain things in your diet and changing your sleep habits and hygiene as well has really helped, I think, for me get my sleep back to where it needs to be.
Yeah. And it's cool that the learning as well around, okay, the yang and the yin, and then like, okay, I can go and push for a bit, but then maybe because we all have kind of like a biomarker that tends to get a little bit angry at us when we like push for a little bit too long. And so for you, yeah, very much could be your sleep. It is for a lot of women, especially in our 40s. That's kind of one that goes pretty quickly, but it's cool to see that, okay, by changing some things, changing the training, taking a holiday, taking a break, you know, the kids being off from school, you've done a lot of stuff outside, just different movement, that really helped like restore and bring the sleep back into balance. It's not saying that we can't do those hard things, but it's just cool to see that, okay, if I switch, I can kind of bring that all back into balance. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I think you put it very well when you say, you know, you can go through sprints. And I think I was certainly in a bit of a big sprint, I would say, throughout the end of last year. But I think having that real rest and recovery time for me has helped me really focus on my sleep and get it back to where I want it to be.
Yeah, I'd love to know what were some wins that you had over those 10 weeks? Obviously, it resulted and ended in a try, so you can, of course, share that experience with us. But anything else, any other, and the adaptability and the modification learning, any other wins?
I got a strict pull-up, which for me has been the biggest goal that I've had since having kids. I think, you know, probably can resonate with a lot of people, is that real stop start of, you know, if you've had a couple of kids, that stop start approach that you sometimes have to have to your training. That pull-up goal has been on my list for maybe 5 years or so. So to be able to dedicate the time and the focus on that goal and achieve that was probably one of the biggest strength goals that I've had for a long time. So that felt really, really good to get that one. The triathlon, I think for me, the running has been probably the biggest win for me. Being able to, you know, confidently run, you know, 5.5 to 6 minute Ks. And again, I'd love to again next year strive for something a little bit faster as well. But that was probably something I overachieved. You know, my target, I think, when I started was 7 minute Ks. So to achieve, you know, 5.5 and see that on my list of achievements was pretty cool as well. So yeah, and I think the triathlon was really great because I was able to do it as well with a couple of friends that I swim with, and we were able to train together. So being able to achieve that with a group of like-minded women who were awesome, and just being able to do that together was really cool as well. So being able to share that with friends and family too.
Yeah. Yeah. You can not only do one strict pull-up, you can do multiple. You can do many. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And oh, feels good.
We can work on your running this year and running faster for sure. And I know you want to do another mini try as well. Yeah.
Would love that.
Okay, last question. What are you excited about for this year?
What am I excited about? Oh, just to build, I think, build upon my strong foundation. I think this last 12 months I've learned so much about what's required to build that strong foundation. But, you know, personally, I think when it comes to 2024, I think really nutting out my food strategy even further. So I think I've done some with the challenge. I was able to really build a new standard for myself in terms of knowing how much protein I need to eat, because I think protein can be a huge thing that women probably underestimate how much they do need to eat. So the challenge, I think, was fantastic at building that new standard for me. So at knowing, you know, how much protein I need to eat in a day and how to fit that in terms of my meals and snacks. So I'd love to just refine that even further, just based on the certain goals that I'm going to have. I'm really looking forward to that. And yeah, I think getting faster, that's sort of a big one for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. And my business, I mean, I'm really at a point now, I think I've got a really great model doing the 8-week program at the end of last year, that I can't wait to really launch a new one again in February, and just really build upon that and help, you know, women in the Mount Martha area just build their strong foundations. So yeah, I'm really excited for that as well.
Amy, thanks so much for coming on the Warrior School podcast.
Thanks for having me. I've loved it.
Hey, welcome to Warrior School. My name's Nicole, I live in Sydney, and I've been a part of Warrior School for almost 2.5 years now.
Hello, Warrior Woman. I'm Kelsey. I'm from South Dakota, and I've been in Warrior School for about 2 years.
Hey, welcome to Warrior School. My name is Julie. I'm 43 years old. I have 4 kids, ages 18 down to 13, and have been working with Amy for 2 years.
Hi, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Antwo and I live in Sydney, Australia, and I've been in Warrior School since April 2022.
Hello, new warrior. Welcome. Congratulations for making the best decision ever. My name's Kylie. I live in Western Australia and I've been with Warrior School for about 2.5 years, and it is absolutely life-changing.
Hi Warrior, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Meg. I currently live just outside London in the UK, but I'm originally from Vancouver.
Hey Warrior, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Leah. I live in Indiana in the Midwest of the US, and this is my almost 2 year mark being in Warrior School.
I first joined Warrior School as I was struggling with some thyroid and metabolic issues, and I really wanted to find someone who could help me support that whilst also connecting with my training and learning more about my cycle as well. I've always had a really strong training practice. It's something I absolutely love and have been involved with for many years. About a year ago I had shoulder surgery, and so a lot of my training has been focused around rehab with that and just rebuilding all my strength and being able to headstand again.
Before I started Warrior School, I was really struggling with feeling capable in my body. I'd had 2 really difficult pregnancies. I'd been diagnosed with multiple autoimmune diseases, and I'd had some really stressful and traumatic life events happen to me. So over the course of 6 or 7 years, I was feeling really defeated and incapable in my body. And before I started training, I You know, I could barely go for a 10-minute walk without feeling really wiped out. I couldn't do body weight exercises. I almost quit exercising entirely. And my sleep was terrible. My sleep was really bad. I felt awful. I was really excited to come across Amy's Warrior School work. I listened to a lot of her podcasts, and I felt sure that she knew what my defeated body needed to feel more capable.
Prior to Amy, after baby number 4, I had low energy, fatigue, and hormone issues, and diastasis recti, pelvic floor prolapse. Honestly, never thought I would be able to lift strong. After that, I always had to modify all my exercises, whether it was yoga or Pilates or doing, you know, beach body stuff.
Before I started Warrior School, I was pretty foggy, pretty tired. I had bung shoulder, persistent elbow and wrist pain from the desk job, the day job, and I wasn't very flexible. Something that I struggled with since I was a kid.
I couldn't do anything for more than 20 minutes. I was exhausted. My nervous system, to be blunt, was shot to shit. I had PTSD. I'd suffered very intense trauma. And I was just trying to recover. And it wasn't going anywhere.
I found Amy, like a lot of other warriors, post-injury. I really wanted to build strength and recover at the same time, but I wanted to do it in the right way. For me, I was really nervous to start. I'd never really properly trained before, but Amy felt like she was really on my side. Like she was gonna coach me, but she was also gonna teach me a new skill, which was really cool.
When I first started training, I was still a little, you know, unsure. Kind of disconnected from my body and just not very strong. I had chronic hip pain, back pain, and just didn't feel like lots of energy.
My main piece of advice would be just to trust the process. All good things take time, and even if something feels hard or impossible right now, I can guarantee you'll look back in a few months and really see how far you've come. You may even surprise yourself, and you're a lot stronger than you think you are.
And so those first few months, you know, something that was really helpful to me when I started was just trusting Amy and trusting the process that she was laying out for me, and knowing that I needed to be on a new and different path, and that the long way home was a good path to be on. And really also the first few months, just Amy was great at helping me focus on taking small new steps. And so I only trained 2 days a week and went for 10-minute walks a day, and I found that rhythm. And so finding new rhythms slowly that my body was capable of and my mind was capable of in that moment was really helpful. And also making sure that I was eating enough food was really helpful.
First several months with Amy, it was really so much about my mindset and building that trust with my body, believing I had enough energy, setting boundaries. And so on your journey, I just encourage you to fully trust Amy. She knows what she's doing, and to really learn to trust yourself, to listen to your body and to trust what your body is telling you. In the beginning, the energy wasn't always there, and so sometimes I didn't work out.
Keep being consistent. Follow the parameters of Warrior School, listen to Amy, and just enjoy yourself. Don't stress. It'll all come together. It takes time.
I'm not gonna lie, the first few months are really hard. You definitely want to go faster, but you gotta learn how to be patient. Amy's got a process, she's got a method behind everything that she guides you through. And for me, the patience was a hard flex. I piggybacked on Amy's confidence in me in the beginning, and I had to really sit on the acceptance that it was gonna take a long time.
It was kind of a slow process the first few months, I'm not gonna lie. It's all about building a strong foundation, and that takes time. And the work that's done those first few months, I promise it will serve you well as you keep progressing in your training. It's not always easy, not always fun, but the consistency there, it just really pays off.
Some of my biggest wins are getting back on my hands, doing handstands within a year of having shoulder surgery, and going from not being able to hold the bar on my back doing a back squat to recently hitting a 93 kilo PB. My next big goal will be to hit 100, so that's going to be really exciting.
Some big wins I've had in Warrior School are now I can squat 200 pounds, I can sumo deadlift 225 pounds, and I just feel so good. I sleep really well. That's a huge change for me for lots of different reasons, but my training and my steps are definitely one of the things that have improved my sleep a lot. And I can go for a walk as long of a walk as I goddamn please. I can go train for an hour and a half and still go for an hour walk. I have the energy and vitality and strength to be able to do that, and I am using my body on my own terms. I just love it.
About 6 to 9 months in is when everything started to shift, and I noticed that my energy was increasing. I was gaining great muscle tone. My strength training was really progressing. We were able to finish out our basement and to build a beautiful gym. And at that point, like, I started to get a radical trust with my body.
In the year that I've been with Warrior School, I have now built an insane level of upper body strength. I have shoulder stability, really good grip strength. I no longer have the pain here in the shoulder, wrist, elbow. A few things that have surprised me is that I never thought I'd ever be able to touch my toes, which I can do now. I never thought I'd ever do weights, and I went and bought one of these, the power rack. This is advice, get one of those and don't be afraid to try it. It's amazing. I am my fittest and strongest me at my oldest me, 2 years into the year of 40, into the club of 40, and I feel pretty bloody amazing.
Here I am 2.5 years later, stronger than I've ever been. I'm about to turn 50. Next week, I've got muscles in places I didn't know you could have them. But I love the journey. I'm supported. I'm there with other women, and it's great. And it happens step by step. I take the small wins, and I've learned how to slow down.
A year feels so long in the beginning, but it's crazy how much it picked up momentum. It's sort of like month 8, 9. And that's when I really started to notice some really cool changes in my training, my strength, and a little bit of body composition, which is really cool.
I feel like the biggest surprise I've found is just how much I enjoy the barbell work. I was curious about it, but it is one of my most favorite things now. The back squat and the RDL or the sumo deadlift, they're just so much fun. I feel like such a badass and it's so cool. My biggest wins have been just building my strength. I'm the strongest I've ever been, and I just feel really confident in my body. And just that confidence has seeped into every area of my life, with work, personal life, all that.
One thing that I was really surprised by in Warrior School was that filming really actually matters. Start filming right now. Film your first session. I know it sucks, I know it's uncomfortable and it causes friction, but Amy loves you, she wants you to feel good, and it is, you're paying for a service that is gonna be flourish way, way more if you start filming right now than if you wait a few months to do it.
And I think the last piece of advice is film yourself from day one. I wish I did. I know it's cringe, but you'll get over it really quick and you'll be able to see, like, visually the changes that are gonna happen.
I highly suggest that you film yourself when you're training. I know that can be hard at first, but not only does it build kind of a connection between your body and mind, I look back at those videos of myself and I just have such a love for the work that I've put in, my past self, for just like taking this leap and investing in myself, and it's helped me progress in my training a lot more.
So good luck. I look forward to connecting with you on Circle and on a call soon. Bye.
I am so glad you're here. I know that you're going to have a great experience, and happy training, Warrior Woman.
So I look forward to seeing you over in Warrior School.
So have a great time and just be yourself and take it one step at a time. It will change your life. Enjoy.
I wish you the very best and the most epic journey and transformation, and being able to move in your body the way you want to. I'll see you around.
So welcome and have fun.
I hope you have so much fun here. Amy has such a great group of women. It's such a beautiful community, and you're so welcome here, and I'm excited for you.